The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As my wife Deb and I were driving around this past weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, Deb said she saw a bunch of Christmas lights everywhere. And that made me stop to think about other Thanksgiving days years ago as a kid. After the company had left, the kitchen was cleaned up, after the football game was done, as a family, we'd climb into the car and drive around the Wausau, Wisconsin, where I lived, and see all the Christmas lights. I could see until I was 11, so I remember many of these scenes. And one in particular, and it's probably not that extravagant today, but it sure caught my fancy then, was a big tall pine tree with lights swirling around, going up, 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 to the white light on top. It was just so fascinating to me how all those Christmas tree lights would swirl up and then the white star at the top. It makes me wonder if that's what families have always done years and years ago, go around and see the decorations of a holiday. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. 38, for in the days of the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up until the day that Noah entered the ark. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. With that gospel reading, I can kind of think of how it might have been years ago. Eglon would say to his wife, Nehorah, "Oh, boat, we take the kids and walk around and see how people have decorated for the holiday." And as they walk around, they ooh and they ah, and then they stop in front of this one structure. And Nehorah says to her husband, Eglon, "For years we've seen this thing being slowly built, but I still can't figure out what it is. Any ideas?" Well, Eglon says, "We were talking about it down at the quarry, and Jeffco said he had heard that Noah is building it, and it's going to be an ark." "What's an ark?" Nahor would have responded, and Eglon would have said, "Well, Jeffco said that it's a place that you hold animals." "Why would you hold animals?" "Well, Noah also said that God is upset with people and that the waters on the earth is going to rise and rise and cover all the land, and that it's anyone who's in this ark, animals or people, they will be saved because it's going to float," I think he said. Kind of, you know, like a board in water, it'll float. They just kind of stand there looking, and the kids tugging at their hands. "Come on, Mom, Dad, let's go." And Nehorah finally says, "Rise, water, Noah, God says upset. I don't think so. This has been here for more than 50 years, and nothing's happened. I don't even know if he's going to be able to finish of it. I don't think anything's going to come of it." And you know, people walk by the building of that ark for over 100 years. 100 years. Probably as they did, they would be, well, looking, commenting, wondering, scoffing. "This is their last year, and look, they've added a couple more logs, but that's about it. Oh, that's silly." They never thought about the meaning of its presence. And you know, I kind of wonder if that's how it is with us today. I started this by talking about Christmas lights. And it's not just Christmas lights. You go into any store now, there's Christmas songs. There's Christmas parties. There's Christmas foods. There's Christmas shows on TV. There's Christmas everything. Are we going to read the signs of the time? Well, it's just before Christmas, weeks before Christmas, right? But what does that mean? What does that mean? Jesus calls upon us to read the signs of the time and the times in which we inhabit. Part of that means understanding what Christmas is about. And it's not about good cheer and family and food and friendships and gatherings, although those things all happen in the giving of gifts. It's about God coming into our world and being born and then doing so he might die for our sins. That's what this is all about. And I know some of you really get discouraged at Christmas time because you don't have family and friends that you can gather with. And it's a kind of alone time. You don't get many gifts. Well, read the signs of the time. It's Christmas. That means God came once to redeem us. It means he will come again to bring us home to heaven, to carry through with all those promises. You see, the signs of the time, though the world is skewed and they try to hide the real message of God, it's still there. It's still there. God is concerned about our world. He loves you and me. He sent the Savior. He wants to be part of our lives. And we can be a part of his life. Shall we pray? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you came into our world. And now as Christmas events are happening around us, may we read the signs of this time and realize that your coming was a real thing. Your dying was a real thing. Your rising from the dead was a real thing. And that all the promises you made that you'll be with us and that you'll come again is a real thing. Help us, Lord, to live as though it will be soon. Not like the people of the flood who just kind of walked by and thought nothing of the ark. Help us to be excited about your coming and tell others. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.